Dean, hello.
Yeah, how are you?
All right, thank you. So he actually came up with this website. He said, you know, it's all very well increasing people's premiums, but if people aren't earning more money, how are they going to pay higher premiums? It doesn't make
sense.
Very
good point.
That's Dean Furman, right? So he established this website. And on this website, you can make money doing stuff that you already either have the knowledge to do, that you are already doing. So, for example, if I'm traveling from Raydean to or Highlands North to Sandton, I can sign up with Uber, I can use my own vehicle, and I can make money while I'm doing that. Do you understand? It is developing new streams of income for people. What's the name of the website again?
Better Wage.
Is it still there? Are you still
involved
with it?
I'm not sure. I'm not still involved with it.
You're not still
involved
with it. It was such a brilliant idea because
yeah.
I had people calling me for months afterwards, Dean,
okay, great.
Saying, you know, we heard that, we heard the podcast, we want to know more about how we can make more money, because that's what it becomes about.
Yes.
And South Africans today need to make more money more than ever before.
Yes.
We are all feeling the crunch.
Definitely.
So if you have knowledge, if you have knowledge about a specific area, you can go and sign up, you can write course manuals and you get paid.
Yes. No, definitely.
And you've already got that knowledge. You've already paid for your education. So why not do it? And you know what? If it's not still going, I think you should still do it.
And I've thought about that.
I'm just saying it. I'm just saying it. I think
about it. Maybe. I'll put it on the to-do list.
All right. That's a to-do list. But what we want to talk to you about is things that you're not going to get from your MBA.
Yes.
From this actuary. He's
going
to tell us.
Just as well, because I don't think any of us here have an MBA besides Dean.
No, I don't even have an MBA.
Okay, so oh. All that.
I just met a lot of people that do.
But you see, we know Dean, so we don't need an MBA.
Yeah.
All right, you
so,
know.
So we live in very much a changing world, and there are new technologies.
Yes.
Before we even talk about anything MBA related or business related,
yes.
The world of business is changing.
Yes.
Tremendously. Where do you see it going?
So very much the role of technology and the role of the human being is going to change a lot. So a lot of people are scared, okay, technology is going to take a lot of jobs, but it's also going to create a lot of jobs. So I feel while technology is going to come more to the forefront, it's actually a huge opportunity for humans to do actually what humans are better at, because technology will overtake everything that's repetitive and predictable, and the stuff that a machine can do, all the boring stuff technology can take. But if people are aligned with all the stuff that the unique human skills that technology can't do, like creativity and skills like that, for those type of skills, it's just amazing the opportunities that are going to be available.
How many? So necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes.
Right. So how many people in the past do you think, do you estimate, were doing really boring, menial jobs which actually led to innovations?
Yes.
Machines don't innovate. No. Only people innovate.
Yes.
So is it a good thing or a bad thing, Dean?
It's a good thing and a bad thing, but I think it's a good thing. But the problem is it's a bad thing if people don't realize. If people don't realize where the world's heading and what technology is going to do and what jobs technology is going to take, it's a terrible thing. So if you're sitting in an admin job or certain operational job or actually in certain industries or certain professionals, and you actually don't know that in a year or 2 years or maybe 5 years, your profession or your industry is going to be wiped out by technology, it's a terrible thing. But if you've got your finger on the pulse a little bit and you understand how the world's changing, what's coming, what's not, and then it's an amazing thing, because then the opportunities are there like never before. You can then use the technology to your benefit and do things that you're never able to do before. And I think that's sort of the aim of this show, and to help people do that. And that's one of the reasons why I do what I do, to written the book that I did and helping the companies the way I do and writing the articles in Jewish Life, because I just want to help, especially help the community to understand how things are going to shift and where things are going to go. Because really, a lot of people, there are going to be a lot of sad stories. That's the truth. A lot of people are going to really be in a bad place because technology suddenly made their job redundant. But let's hopefully that we can avoid that happening and share information with people so that they can see that coming long in advance, and then they can be adapt to something way better and, yeah, use it to their advantage.
What do you tell your children? because the jobs that they'll be working in haven't even been invented yet. How do you pick your subjects when it comes to grade 10?
I know. So actually just today, so my kids are small. So I got like a six-year-old, a three-year-old and a newborn. So it doesn't even come up. I don't even know. So it's such an interesting subject. And whatever is happening is that one thing is that the schools have completely got it wrong and the universities also got it wrong because they just can't keep up. Nothing, if you've got, they say now a half-life of a skill is 5 years. Meaning that basically the skill, you don't need that skill anymore in 5 years, but the degree takes that long to get. So by the time you finish your degree, whatever you've studied isn't useful anymore. So actually, funny enough, today, one of the schools, I was actually asked by Crawford along with others, we actually started a separate company with a lady named Lorna Roy and Jackie Freeman in the community because they saw what we were doing. And then one of the things that I kept preaching is how important creativity is now also because that's one thing that robots can't do. And then Lorna was also very passionate about it. So we actually spoke today, funnily enough, at Crawford, at one of the Crawford schools, and talking to them about the future of work and how things are changing. And it was just amazing to see that. It's not amazing. It was sad to see that a lot of these kids are going to, they're getting the wrong advice because the thing is that the teachers and the career counselors and everyone who's there aren't equipped and they aren't in place. They don't have the information at their fingertips and you feel sorry for them to actually give the right advice to people. So they're still suggesting the typical degrees that were really good before and that no longer relevant. And I think people understand this. And for example, I write monthly columns in the Jewish Life and most times I'll have one or two people emailing me and saying, you know, liked your article, blah, 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 blah. But the thing is, I wrote 1 week, I think it was 2 months ago. Sorry, 1 month. 2 months ago, I wrote something about our schools preparing our kids for future jobs. And I was inundated after that. And every person I met was just saying to me, they so agree with the article and it's amazing. And we have to change the way our school's happening and everything like that. Because a lot of things that they're doing in school now, you don't need to learn information. Google can tell you all that. You don't need
exactly.
To.
What children need is encouragement.
Exactly.
Yeah. So there's another thing is that it's so concerning how few teachers are not computer literate.
Yes, no, it's true.
If you, and hear me clearly, if you do not know how to work a computer in this day and age, it is the equivalent of not in the 1800s.
Yes.
It is going to isolate you. You have to get off your butt and you have to go and learn how to do it.
Yes.
Like there's no alternative. You have to do it. And don't talk about old dogs, new tricks. You know what? Yes. You're not a dog. You're a human being. You can learn new things. And it's very, very important that you do. So, yeah, I think that's definitely something that needs to be looked at.
Definitely. And
the teachers themselves, I don't think
yeah, the teachers. You can't blame the teachers. You can't even blame the principals because it's almost the structure. It's almost like at a government level because – and it's actually a worldwide level. It's if you – they are there to make sure that you get the best school results. You know, that's their thing. The most distinctions you get, everything you go. But that means nothing for real life. Like if you get an A for history, it has no indication whether you're going to be successful later in your life. And then people come to a career counselor. For example, like I'm an actuary. I would not recommend anyone – become an actuary now because basically the job description of an actuary is exactly what artificial intelligence does. Look at previous data to
algorithms.
So it's like basically it's like, okay, that's they'll have to adapt and it does. And a lot of clever guys, you know, the actuaries, they'll do different things and they'll use the technology. They'll all be fine. But going in now, they're all being advised, become an actuary. Totally wrong. You know, it's just because they don't understand the future and you can't blame them. It's not their job to understand the future. And yeah, everything that's being rewarded for, I feel sorry for these kids that get 10 distinctions, 12 distinctions, and then they hit the real world and then they're not prepared at all and they're not geared up for actually what makes you successful in the real world. I know we're going in 50 directions, but it's something I'm passionate about. So
I can hear it. I can hear it. All right. We've got to wrap up with you. Okay, but cool. You're going to be with us every Wednesday, right? Every Wednesday,
yeah.
5:15.
Yes.
Right. Good. All right. For things that you won't get with your MBA, before that, you've got an event coming up.
Yes.
Tell me a little bit about that.
Okay, so
I heard it via the grapevine.
So I got my book, Exponential Potential. That's in all the bookstores, and Exclusive Books is doing a business breakfast on the 2nd of August. And yeah, it would be great.
Do you have all the details?
Yeah.
No, I'm just asking. I'm asking because...
So you can go into web tickets is the easiest way. Just type Dean Furman into web tickets, .co.za, and then you'll find the event, and there'll be kosher food for everyone who needs kosher food, which is very important. And I think there's a lot of people going to be coming from the community, so you don't have to be shy about that. Right. And I love everyone to come. There is a cost of 250 rand to cover the cost of the breakfast, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Oh, it's good food. It starts at, it's from 8 until 9:30 Thursday, the 2nd of August. That's not this Thursday. It is the following. It's next Thursday.
In the morning.
Exclusive Books in Hyde Park Corner. And just give them a call to RSVP. Events at exclusivebooks.co.za. That's how you RSVP. Otherwise, you can go to web tickets. Go and get your tickets. It is absolutely worth it. Dean Furman, thank you very, very much.
Thanks for having me.
And just all the best.